Joining us now at our studios, we do have a couple of special guests from Northfield's Public Library. Just right across the street, we have Natalie Draper.
Good morning.
Who is the Director of Library Services.
That's right.
Did I get it right this time? Yeah. This is like your fourth time in. I finally got it right. And also, Children's Services Director.
I'm one of the Youth Services Librarians.
Youth Service Librarian. We have Emily Lloyd with us as well. Ladies, welcome. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
We have a lot of things to talk about. You guys have had some fun at the library. I've seen some of the videos and stuff. And do they work over there, or is it just is always just a party going on?
Well, it can be fun, you know.
We're gonna focus, first of all, on some of the children's programming that the library puts out. And there's a lot there. Emily, I guess you can kind of start with by telling us what you would like to tell us.
Absolutely. The first thing I wanted to talk about today is something we are all incredibly excited about, and that is that we will be having drop-in homework hours for Northfield kids from kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. They'll be able to come in, get homework help. It will be free. They won't have to set up appointments, so we've eliminated that barrier. And we knew there was a community need for this, now more than ever after 2 years of a pandemic. So we approached Carleton College about the possibility of student volunteers, and Carleton did us one better by creating work-study positions for tutoring at the library. So we have four experienced Carleton student tutors eager to work out in the community who will be offering this drop-in homework help for kids from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Now, will there be somebody on duty? Are there assigned hours that they're in? Is it just after school?
Yeah, absolutely. Or? They are, yes, the hours will be Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Kids can drop in. And we're starting this up the week of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So not on Monday the 17th when we're closed, but on Tuesday the 18th starting then. Spread the word, folks, because we're really excited about this. We want to help Northfield youth succeed, and so do our fantastic new tutors.
Yeah, I like that. What a great idea. What better place to learn than the library?
Right, exactly. a nice neutral space.
Yeah, it's a good atmosphere, and of course, there's a lot of reference books there. What else has been happening with our children's services?
Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about really quickly is our third annual Family STEAM Fest, which is coming up on Saturday, January 29th from 1 to 3:30 p.m. That's a drop-in event, and if you're not familiar, STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. So we got some amazing technology grant-funded that we will have there for people to drop in and try. This is for all ages, kids from 3 to, I don't know, to no longer kids will come in. Yeah, everybody. So we'll have this new technology that we receive, like Merge Cubes, which you can do augmented reality with, Makey Makeys, Osmo Coding Kits, and more, but also analog tech like printing presses that were also part of the grant, because that too is technology. Very, very important, you know, world-changing technology. And we'll have Lego challenges like Think Like an Engineer, things like that. This has been a great event for several years going. We had to take a break last year, but we anticipate a good crowd, and it's just a lot of fun to come and play around with some stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, I understood most of that, but augmented reality.
It's amazing. I will have to come over and show you the Merge Cube sometime. I would love to do that.
There are times where my reality could certainly use some augmentation.
It's all of us, I think. And then the only other thing I wanted to say before turning it over to Natalie, before I go, is that, dun-dun-dun, the unicorn's name is Sparkles.
Sparkles.
Sparkles was the chosen unicorn name, like by a landslide, really. So so we will have Sparkles at various events. And thanks to the community for suggesting a lot of great names.
You recently had a unicorn parade.
We did have a unicorn parade. Yes, we had a New Year's Eve party, a countdown to noon so that kids can celebrate New Year's Eve as well. Okay, well, and people that can't stay up to midnight, like me. We made unicorn's horns. We marched around all around the library and shout sang, and basically it was just... Like you said, it was something kind of work, kind of shenanigans. So there you go.
You know, I saw the a video. I don't know if it's on social media or
it
on your website.
It is on our Facebook page. Yes.
It's like,
yes.
What? A unicorn parade at the library.
That was us.
There were big unicorns and little unicorns.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you could hear us over here because I think it might be the loudest I've ever heard of.
Been in a library. Yes. We were very exuberant unicorns. So.
Yeah, well, the unicorns are known for that. All right. Well, Emily, thank you so much for that update. Much appreciated. Let's move things over to Natalie and talk about some of the other things that are going on at the Northfield Public Library.
We have so much just to keep adults and kids busy this winter. Just in January, I struggled to get it all into my notes. So we have, starting this morning, if you're feeling up to a conversation and some coffee in the lobby, in the atrium of the library, hosted by the Friends Board and Library staff from 9 to 11. And it's good coffee from one of our local places, I can tell you that. That's going to be every first Friday. We're going to have a little coffee and conversation. It was something that came out of our strategic plan survey. When we asked people what the library, their dreams they have, they almost all said coffee. So I said, well, you know what? We could probably do coffee every once in a while and see what happens. So,
all right.
Yeah, so look for that. This morning is the first one. So I'll see you at 9. Come on over and get a refill. Then we have coming up a craft for adults, say just 15 and up. This is Lunar Nightlights. It's a neat combination of, you know, a functional piece of art. You can paint something and then use the library's Cricut to cut the components and make a nightlight. And that's on the 10th.
The library's Cricut?
A Cricut, yeah. It's a, like a vinyl cutter kind of. It's
okay.
High cutter or laser cutter? I'm not going to use the right word, but it's a neat piece of technology that we got, among
other
things, and allows you to cut things out precisely and over and over again.
Oh.
It's the same kind of shape.
So, all right.
Yeah. Useful in crafts. And that's on the 10th at 6:30.
All right. Come and find out what the Cricut is.
Yeah, come on over. One of these days, I'll see you at one of my craft programs. So.
What else do you have going on?
Well, we've got mental health first aid training. This is a collaboration with Healthy Community Initiative. It's a two-part class, and it does require registration, which people can go to our website and register online, or by contacting me. And that is taking place on the 19th and the 26th, and both classes are at 5:30. And this is mental health first aid teaches you to identify, understand, or respond to signs of mental illness and substance use disorders.
Mm-hmm. Very important in this day and age. That is an area that is still, I don't know if it's understudied, but not understood by the mass population. So people do need help. It's good that you're providing it.
Definitely misunderstood and stigmatized. And there's a lot of work being done nationally and locally to reduce some of the stigma around mental health and mental illness and substance abuse. We're also a naloxone assistant knowledge or naloxone access point, and that's another partnership with HCI where you can come in and no judgment and get naloxone, which is good for reversing an overdose.
Natalie Draper, once again, is with us from the Northfield Area Public Library, and we're talking about some of the programs that they have during the month of January. I guess we're in January now.
We are. Yes, focus on wellness and keeping people busy in the winter. We have Winter Wellness with Herbs on the 22nd at 1:30.
Okay.
That's a Saturday. This program will introduce you to some of the helpful herbs and creative ways of using them for your health through the winter. Well, that's a neat program.
All right.
And these are all in person in our Bunday room. So far, none of these are online. We have a new nonfiction book club coming up on 4th Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. That one's exciting. The first book I'm really looking forward to is Owls of the Eastern Ice.
Elves?
Owls.
Owls.
Nonfiction.
Owls. Okay. Good point. Owls of the Eastern Ice. Okay.
Yes. And finally, the Hut to Hut USA, a complete guide for hikers, bikers, and skiers, which continuing my tradition of bringing a visual aid to a library or a radio interview. I brought the book.
Is that part of the book club?
No, this is actually a separate program. So these folks who wrote this live in town. This is a partnership with Content Books. So we're hosting the talk. They're going to talk about their book, Exploring American Hut-to-Hut Travel. And I didn't know anything about this, but I love the idea of it. So I'm definitely going to be there. This is Tuesday, February 1st at 6:30.
Do we have huts?
There are huts all over the place. So this is about...
I wasn't aware of that.
This is about, yes, rustic structures offer warm comfort and friendly company after a day of hiking, skiing, or mountain biking. From the longstanding Appalachian Mountain Club huts strung along the Appalachian Trail to the much newer yurts in Montana's American Prairie Reserve, hut-to-hut systems across the U.S. encompass a broad range of outdoor and community experiences.
Fascinating.
Isn't
I
it?
Never knew that there was a thing.
Well, yeah. All kinds of new things from us.
That's what the library is for. You guys are doing a wonderful job. All right, Natalie, is there anything else?
Oh, no, I can't squeeze anything else in.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Once again, the Northfield Public Library, what a great resource for just about pretty much 100% of the people here in town
so,
can make use of that for one reason or another. Natalie, Emily, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Yes, and kids, drop in for homework help.
All right. Once again, Natalie Draper and Emily Lloyd from the Northfield Public Library.